first.
Hey, 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 kids! Welcome to Everything to Gengar, the podcast where we talk about every single one of those little pocket monsters we love so very, very much. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who's a little chestnutty, Gary Butterfield.
Chestnut.
Gary, it's the pivot. It's the actual real pivot.
We've arrived. Everyone, forgive us our little fake out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. It's just, we changed our minds.
Well, but also there weren't going to be enough cutthroat kitchens, right?
No, not for a Monster Blitz style run.
Whereas there are 1,025 of our beautiful little friends from the Pokemon Company, a joint offering from Nintendo, HAL, and Game Freak.
Game Freak. And who else would be better to talk about this than a couple of Game Freaks like you and I?
Yeah, it's my second favorite Game Freak franchise.
Yeah, what's your first favorite?
Pocket Card Jockey.
Oh, okay.
Game kicks so much. I'd say
it's my favorite, but I haven't played that one. So
it's so good.
I bet you I'd like it. I just never got around to it. I remember when it was buzzing.
It is the ultimate plane game.
Ultimate plane game.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about Chestnut here. He's a grass fighting Pokemon. Gen 6. And he evolves from Chespin. We'll get to Chespin, maybe.
Well, technically, Gary evolves from Quilladin that then evolves. Yes. Quilladin's a shitty looking Pokemon.
In terms of middle stage evolutions, I like that Quilladin. Well, I mean, we should save our other Quilladin episode.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, what this show is going to be, we're going to do 15-minute episodes, and we're going to do 4 a week for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to dive into each of these. We're doing them in random order because doing them in non-random order would be really boring.
Lots of starters. So we're doing a random order, and that means that if we roll up the same one again, we got to do it again.
Gary, we might have to have a production meeting about that.
No, I think it's very unlikely to happen. And then near the end, we'll start repeating more and more.
Okay.
So the show goes on forever.
Yeah, and that's a conversation that we can have in a production meeting.
Conversation we can have right now, I think it makes the podcast sustainable. And we're all about sustainability here.
It's sustainable anyway. They keep putting out more of these little shits.
I know. I mean, sustainable green-wise.
Oh.
It makes us paper-free. Well,
this is a grass type.
It is grass type. Can I tell you a little digression? I know we're here to talk about Chestnut.
Sure.
Can I tell you a dystopian email I got today?
Gary, I'd love to hear about your amazing dystopian emails and the way they make me think about how reality and dystopias ain't that different.
It ain't that different. I got an email today from my mortgage company, and it says...
Sorry, are you just quoting the first line of Neuromancer?
No. Enter our electronic tax document sweepstakes for a chance to win $5,000.
I like $5,000.
I would like $5,000. I feel like my mortgage company shouldn't be offering me sweepstakes.
Yeah. Also, $5,000 off your mortgage is probably jack shit, right? I mean, it's not nothing, but...
Yeah, it's not. It's. I mean, it's more than a month of. It'd be nice, you know, and just $5,000, I could do whatever I want with it. I don't think they say I have to do it on my mortgage. It's not like credit, you know. It's for signing up for paper-free tax documents.
$5,000,
which I'm going to do because I want paper-free tax documents anyway.
And you love me in the sweepstakes.
When I'm green, you know, I'm committed to green energy.
All right, so this is a show with segments, and we got to get through them fast. So
yes,
segment number one, how's he looking?
I think that in terms of Pokemon that turn into basically a bipedal guy, this one's not bad. He has enough of a monster posture, and his head looks like it comes out the front of him rather than the top of him.
It almost I get that it's not, but it almost looks like he's got a mecha suit on.
Yes, doesn't offend me. It looks like a turtle man. Like a Power Rangers enemy, kind of.
Yeah.
A lot of times, Final Evolutions offend me because it just turns into a guy.
Yeah. Or a lady.
Or a lady. And that doesn't offend me because in addition to being green, I'm a feminist.
And that does lead us into the second segment that we'll do on every episode, which is, What percentage of people who have played a Pokemon do you think have ever masturbated to this Pokemon?
3.
I think it might be 1. I think this he might be in the 1% club.
He's real strong. Like, he's daddy.
He's very strong. I got to think about people who are attracted to strength.
Yeah.
Those dudes look like good hold you arms.
Those are huge hold you arms. He's a monster, which people like to have sex with.
People do like to have sex with monsters. I mean, that's going to be a recurring theme in the Pokemon. Yeah,
that's how you get the 1%. Like, the 1% is a gimme.
Yeah. Do you know that Pokemon does stand for Pocket Monster?
I did know that.
Yeah.
What wiki are you using? Here's our famous segment. What wiki are you using?
Bulbapedia.
I love Bulbapedia. Bulba Me Garden. Too.
.net.
Yeah, we're a bulbagarden.net podcast. We're not sponsored. If they wanted to put us on the wiki, they could.
They absolutely could put us on the board of the wiki, or just make us Pokemon's 1026, 1027.
We'd be like a Hitmonchan and a Hitmonlee.
A getting Hitmonchan, maybe.
Yeah. I just like the idea of a Scyther and a Pinsir. We'd be like one of those duo Pokemons.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Or they could create Pokemon Will, Pokemon Gary as the next entry in the series.
That would be very exciting. One of them would be bad, but you would be convinced to like it. And the other one would be good, but intolerant.
Yep.
Tracks?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah.
I would prefer not to examine that.
Gary, this one can Mega Evolve. How do you feel about Mega Evolution?
Not super into them.
It just seems like more buttons I have to hit, right?
Yeah, and there's no reason not to do it. You know? If it's available, you do it.
His Mega Evolution looks like it was introduced in Pokemon Legends Zaum, the current.
Yeah.
That's a running joke that I'm only doing for myself.
The Zaum?
Yeah.
Current? Yeah. I've pulled up the media gallery for all the images of Chestnut.
Uh-huh.
There, just to see all the different kind of cool guys we can get. The picture that just his face frowning is very powerful. He's got a beard.
So Gary, I am kind of breaking into Quackstack territory, but I did just pull up Rule 34. So here's the ultimate question. I just typed in the name of this Pokemon. How many entries do you think are there?
200.
I'm afraid, Gary, the answer was 654.
See, I told you it was 3%.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I see it. I can see it. I think that he's not threatening because he has no external genitalia.
Okay.
Is part of why he's so, like, spankable, you know?
Okay. He's kind of like a big, strong kind of daddy type, right?
Yeah.
This is not a horny show. We should be clear. This is not a horny show. We're just like...
No. This is an outlier.
We should be totally talking about, like, what moves he gets.
Yeah, I'm not sure what moves he gets.
It's hard to tell. A lot of stuff didn't load.
Yeah. I like split-type Pokemon, and I don't like single-type Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, almost all of the... Like, that's the thing they did in later generations is your... the full evolutions of your starters tend to be split type like this.
Yeah. It's your reward.
Grass/fighting.
Yeah. And grass/fighting is a good type. You're weak to a lot of shit. So that sucks. Poison, fire, and psychic absolutely fucks you up. Ice fucks you up. Fairy fucks you up. Flying fucks you up 4 times. Like, you are very vulnerable in this scenario.
So what's he getting? He's getting Giga Impact. He's getting Wood Hammer.
Woodhammer. I've never even heard of Woodhammer.
Yeah.
He's got one of my favorite moves of all time, Leech Seed.
Leech Seed's great.
Love a Leech Seed. I love to heal and do damage at the same time. Yeah.
So let's just take a second to read. So he's in 4 Pokedexes. Sorry, I've got. Pick one of these to read to me, Gary. One of his Pokedex entries.
One of these. Okay.
We're making all sorts of noises today.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Its tackle is forceful enough to flip a 50-ton tank. It shields its allies from danger with its own body.
I do notice that they repeated that for Pokemon Zaoom. That makes me mad.
A 50-ton tank. The idea that there are tanks in this world is great.
Yeah, that is wild, right?
Yeah. Like, there are wars. There's a military-industrial complex. It's not just a Pokemon industrial complex. Like, I would assume that their wars were just fighting Pokemon, but no, they're tanks. And not even Militank. Just a regular tank.
Okay, Google's bad AI summary does confirm that the M1 Abrams weighed 68 tons. That's a big boy.
That is a big boy. And it's bigger than a chestnut. If 68 tons, it couldn't flip it.
No, it can't flip that shit.
It would try to. It would need two chestnuts, or maybe one chestnut and a quadrillion could flip it. There's got to be a conversion chart somewhere.
One chestnut and a quadrillion sounds like an expression people say in Pokemon.
It really does sound like that. This generation, who's your starter?
Oh, God, Gen 6. Probably Fennekin.
Fennekin's mine as well.
Fennekin's really cute.
Yeah, Fennekin's great. Super cute. I resist fire types because I'm a contrarian little shit.
Yeah.
I only do fire types if the other ones are very unappealing to me or the fire type is exceptional.
Yeah, I don't like the look of Chespin, I will say. And oh, wait, no, I forgot. This is fucking Froakie generation. I take Froakie.
Okay. Froakie, I wanted to like, but Froakie has those foamy bubbles that he uses as a scarf eventually.
Uh-huh.
And like a Pokemon that just kind of leaks foam, I can't truck with. It's gross.
No?
No. I need a dry Pokemon because to me, a Pokemon has to be a tactile experience. Like I would like, if I had a Pokemon, I would need to pet the Pokemon.
Oh, see, I'd want to use it for cleaning my home.
The Froakie can do that in a ninja-like manner.
Yeah. Right. This is not the Froakie episode, Gary. Come on.
No, I know. Well, we're saving it. These are sneak previews for maybe next episode. Who knows? We're going to roll it randomly.
Yeah. And then not repeat because that would be bad.
Well, if we roll the same one again, we do have to do it. But other than that, we won't repeat.
Sure. So yeah, we won't do it except in that one circumstance where we will absolutely do it.
Yeah, if we roll it again, we're kind of bound. But without rolling it again, we won't have to do them again. What should people do if they like the pivot?
If people enjoy the pivot, Gary, they should go to the same Patreon they've been going to, patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Mm-hmm. And they should leave us a rating and review on the same RSS feed because we're not going to fucking... Perfectly good RSS feed already has like 2,000 chumps subscribed to it. Not going to switch.
We can't start over from nothing. That is too scary at our age.
But we don't have any reviews for this show yet.
Do you want to read one of the old ones from the tank or no?
Not really. I don't see how... That Will doesn't touch this Will, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I get that.
That guy's dead to me, and that feels so good to say. That William Hughes is dead. Oh, baby, that felt good.
Ooh, baby. I also like how this is increasing Duckfeed's portfolio.
That's the whole idea, Gary, is like you and Kay were being too selective about what you were covering.
Very selective. And now we can leverage this into maybe getting bought out.
Gary, how much would someone have to offer you to buy Duckfeed?
Enough money where I didn't have to work anymore.
Yeah, but you would, right?
If they offer me that much money?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, yeah. No, I would just do that and I would start my own thing or start something else that had a different concept. I'd pay off my mortgage and be in paradise. Yeah.
What if there was a no-compete clause?
Ooh, that's interesting. Well, I'd have to depend on the clause. Because it's like, does YouTube count? Because I've talked about doing YouTube videos.
Yeah, you know? It does.
It does?
Yeah.
Does a zine count?
No, man. Print? At no point in human history has a zine counted.
No, exactly. So I just dedicate myself to Cassette Goblin just for the creative. And the band would go places. It'd be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
Is your podcasting schedule the reason the band isn't taking off?
It's that and Brian's kids.
Okay.
No Gastly.
No Gastly. I wanna be
second. Hello and welcome to Everything to Gengar, the only podcast, as far as I know, that covers every single Pokemon in every single Pokedex. My name is Gary Butterfield, and with me, as always, is Willie Hughes. Please say clap.
Clap?
No, please clap. Not please say clap. Zeb, it's Willie Hughes.
Oh, man, a self-correction in the intro. Very...
It's a new show.
It's a new show. Like, we're figuring it out. You had kind of a Fred Schneider cadence.
Everyone remembers the first episodes of whatever our old show was called. We were figuring that one out, too.
Yeah, we were nice to each other.
That is weird.
And
I feel
thoughtful.
Like one of the things about moving on to this show is that you and I can just start a new, like turn over a new leaf.
And oh, not a yeah, green we leaf. Could have like a different dynamic.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what if it was different? What if we, what if on some level we weren't both kind of low-key weirdly bothered by our different takes on things?
Uh-huh.
Because we both like and respect each other and have a very small subset of like, oh, but why doesn't Will think this?
But isn't that what liking and respecting someone is? Is wanting them to view your viewpoint exactly like you do?
This podcast presupposes what if it isn't?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who are we talking about today?
It sounds really boring. Zebstrika.
This sounds
Pokemon
like
number
a
523.
Movement. Yeah. This is like a movement during communist Russia. This is like glasnost.
It's I think you're thinking of perestroika.
It sounds like one of those things.
It sounds like perestroika. It doesn't sound like glasnost at all.
We're turning over a new leaf.
This is the new leaf. This is me just being gently corrective when you're wrong instead of mean.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah? Of course you fucking hear me. We're using the internet.
Hey. Bring it back.
Was that hostile?
It was hostile. You said, of course you fucking hear me. Put a little English on there.
You did.
Well, I know. It doesn't matter whether it's true. That's the old Goofy.
Oh, right. We're being nice. It doesn't matter if we're honest.
Yeah, it's not about honesty. It's about this new fake definition of respect.
Okay, yeah. I do like that.
I just meant it was of a piece with words similar to that in that it is a specific piece of communist-era Russian slang. It does sound like perestroika more.
Mm-hmm.
My first example I popped to, though, was the we are going to be the glass wall or whatever it's called. Like, we're going to be transparent. I can't remember if I got it right.
Yeah, probably.
It's a bit of a piece. You're right, the perestroika is more similar, though, phonetically. I accept that, and I thank you for bringing it up.
And I thank you for the words you said that I listened to.
And I thank you for listening. What we got here is an electric zebra.
It's an electric zebra. This one, they did not work very hard on.
Yes. Evolves from the Blitzle. See the Blitzle episode in the future.
Yep. If we if it ever happens. It might not.
If we roll it up. See it twice if we roll it up a couple times.
But it could never happen. What if we never get Pikachu?
Be incredible. There's also a bunch of like false Pikachus, like Mummers Pikachus now.
Sure.
Not just the Pika Blue that we had before, but there's like a new one I saw, the like dark electric Pikachu who goes hangry. But that's going to be for the future.
Oh, yeah, for the future.
Yeah,
so this is the Thunderbolt Pokemon. It's a zebra with lightning powers.
Yes. Looks pretty good. I like a zebra. I think zebras are weird.
This is the design here is someone being like, zebras are cool, but the stripe patterning is very boring. What if it was lightning bolts?
And what if its tail was like a rainbow bright wand? You know,
you can't bring up rainbow bright anymore, man. It's culture war shit.
Is it really?
Oh, there was some fucking, or maybe I'm thinking of strawberry shortcake. One of those things where the modern cartoon incarnation included trans characters, so obviously people shit themselves.
Okay, I remember that was She-Ra, but not Rainbow
Bright.
I
mean, She-Ra's all that shit, but also
yeah.
I think Strawberry Shortcake had one, and maybe Rainbow Bright had one.
Interesting. Yeah, don't like it.
To be clear, what we don't like is people being shitty, whiny babies about the representation, not...
I like the representation. If I'm being super honest, I probably am not super into Rainbow Bright. Not my thing. But it's not because of representation.
Well, then what is it?
It's like not targeted at me. Like doesn't have, you know, doesn't deal with themes and issues and characters that are relevant to me.
What themes are relevant to you?
Podcasting, marriage, home ownership, expression, what it means to be a good person in our modern world. Pokemon.
I mean, I think that Rainbow Bright is about what it means to be a good person in this modern world. So I was getting confused. The last time they made a new Rainbow Bright TV series was in 2014.
Okay.
With Molly Ringwald as the voice of Dark Princess.
Ooh.
Rainbow Bright was also invented by Hallmark, which is cool. Yeah.
I knew about that from learning about TV intros with Liv. Looking up specifically girl show ones, because we've been looking up compilations of them, and they're very boy focused. And looking up girl ones, you see some wild fucking shit. What percentage of people want to fuck this zebra?
Six.
Six. You give this more than the other one.
Yeah. Are you getting hung up on the bipedal versus quadrupedal thing?
I am a little bit.
Look at the sleek lines on this guy though, and the mean eyes.
Yeah. It's also a little bit daddy, and it has a tail that it can lift. Like, that's a thing for some folk.
What do you mean?
Well, it could, like, as a come hither, you know, runway's open, boys, like, lift up its tail.
Where are you getting that from?
Like, internet. Like, people Where? Talking about having sex with monsters and animals and, like, furry shit. Like, early days of Blue Sky when it was significantly more furry than it is on just the regular feed now.
What exactly did you read that taught you about the tail lift?
Little bits of like a picture of fan art of an extremely big titty cat girl and the caption saying something like, I'm lifting my tail.
Is it the alt? Was it an alt text or?
Sometimes it was a word balloon.
Ooh, Gary, you wanna make a guess on the number here, the Rule 34 number?
I'm influenced by that ooh. I'm gonna say this is an earlier generation.
Uh-huh.
And those tend to be more popular, and it's from Pokemon Black.
Yeah.
And that they're very popular entry in the series, and one of the good ones, I think.
Uh-huh.
1,000?
2,674.
Fuck. I just need to take whatever my guess is and double it.
Yeah, and then under that, Zebstrika _ cosplay 43.
Oh my god.
So I'm not clicking any of these. I already don't like having the stuff that just pops up from loading up Rule 34. So
no. Yeah, I think that's
6%. I already saw Sans Undertale jerking himself off. I don't need to see anything else.
I hate seeing Sans' weird dick. Let's get some Pokedex entries. Let's learn. This is a show that aims to educate as well.
Sap Sipper is the hidden ability on this one. What does Sap Sipper do? I do play Pokemon games, but I don't memorize them. I can't even remember the type stuff anymore.
There's too much to remember. The hidden ability stuff is dog shit. Like, it's there for sickos for whom dedication is just rolling a dice over and over until you get 100, basically.
Yeah. Sap Sipper is good. It makes you immune to grass type moves and it increases your attack when you're hit by one.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't seem bad. No. Reading from a random Pokedex. When this ill-tempered Pokemon runs wild, it shoots lightning from its mane in all directions.
I like the idea of an ill-tempered Pokemon.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't like it. They don't like going inside the ball.
A lot of them don't. Some of them, I think they like the ball, but those are, like, the ones who have been, I don't know, tormented.
Depends on the ball as well.
That's true, Gary.
Because there's luxury balls. But this idea of, like, they try to get out. You know? This one probably resents being in there at all. Like, it wants to run free. It's a fucking zebra. There's a reason we don't ride zebras. We don't have zebra ranches.
It's because of their weak backs.
That is true. you know.
Seeds of Strike debuted in Reunion Battles in Nimbasa under the ownership of Stefan.
Ah. Pure electric type.
Yeah.
Don't care for pure types, but I will say only one weakness, ground. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
And can't hurt it with grass type.
Can't hurt with grass type, so an extra immunity there. Half from steel, flying, and electric. Pretty good. Pretty decent, you know?
What's the coolest? You have to scroll a long way. Let's see. It gets Wild Charge. Got good power. It's accurate. It's electric, physical.
Mm-hmm. Now, he made an appearance in Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon as well.
Ooh, I do like them. I like a Mystery Dungeon game generally.
Me too. The Pokemon ones are a little bit too easy. I've tried to use them to scratch my Pokemon itch, but they are too easy.
What's your favorite Mystery Dungeon game?
Probably the Chocobo one, because I know all the references. I don't think it's the best one, but it's probably my favorite one.
The Etrian Odyssey one is really good.
I believe it. Yeah, if I was an Etrian Odyssey dude, I would probably enjoy that. I needed the theming a little bit.
Yeah, can't wait for you to do an Etrian Odyssey on WoF.
Yeah, we will at some point. Their JRPG is already picked for 2026, though.
Ooh!
Womp womp. It's not that.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Yeah, I could tell you off mic if you want.
Yeah, that's what I assumed would happen.
Yeah. I can tell you off of anybody we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I called you a fucking asshole. In hindsight, that wasn't in the spirit of the new beginning.
When did that happen?
While you were saying, making your joke, your on mic joke or off mic joke.
Why?
Because I could.
What?
Language is a rich tapestry. I'm allowed to say what I want.
We have to work on that.
What do you mean?
If we're turning
You're
over
curtailing
a new leaf
my choices?
Green, if we're going to turn over a new leaf green.
Yeah.
Unprompted fucking asshole.
No, because obviously I meant off mic. You can tell me anything off mic, you fucking asshole.
See, that doesn't make me a fucking asshole. I was doing an offer to give you some insider knowledge on my top secret podcast.
But I'm already entitled to that secret knowledge.
No, you're not.
What do you mean? Are you not going to tell me now?
Well, I was going to, but maybe now I'm not.
Well, that makes you a fucking asshole.
Now I am. Say it.
You're a fucking asshole.
There we go. But prior to that, I was not being a fucking asshole.
Okay, now that I called you a fucking asshole when you asked me to call you a fucking asshole, will you tell me off mic?
Absolutely I will. Because you used it right.
Asshole.
No, see, it's back. It's gone.
Oh, no.
Me offering something that you're entitled to does not make me an asshole. Me denying something you're entitled to does make me an asshole.
A Zebstrika appeared in a fantasy in Clement's Got a Secret.
Clement does have a secret.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we get to the TV show season of this show. And we have to watch all the different variants.
Okay, I do need to find out what Clement's secret is. He's got a robot, it seems like. It's probably
the
secret.
He painted a horse.
Yeah. Oh, shit, this is just a horse that someone stuck a battery to and painted.
It's not even a Pokemon. It's just a regular horse. I keep trying to stick it in the ball, and it just keeps fighting me. I keep getting kicked in the head.
I don't...
What should people do if they like this show?
Are there horses in Pokemon?
There's Ponyas.
Like, but are there horses?
Mudsdales. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There aren't animals that aren't Pokemon. It's weird.
If people enjoy this show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Leave a comment on the episode to let us know that you're enjoying the real actual pivot. Sorry again that we lied to you about the Cutthroat Kitchen show.
Yeah. And honestly, a lot of the Monster Blitz was a lie as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't say a lot of true things about the fucking monsters. That is for sure.
That's true. That is true. So you can leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. When a podcast is just starting out, it's very important.
Yeah.
To leave reviews, and please make them 5 stars, and we might read one of them. And if you're on the bulbagarden.net and you would like to add us to the wiki, reach out. Gary@duckfeed.tv is my email.
Yeah. And my email is also Gary@duckfeed.tv.
Yeah. And no Gastly.
No Gastly. Kids, welcome to Everything to Gengar, the only podcast where we talk about every single Pokemon, provided that the random number generator allows us to. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who's a little crabby. Gary Butterfield.
Yeah, it's me.
I'm trying to court kids with my intros. Is that coming through?
It's coming through a little bit. I think we have to upload it to YouTube, though. We have to launch our YouTube channel.
I don't think people are doing things on YouTube anymore, buddy. I think YouTube's dead.
Oh, it's the TikTok.
TikTok is also dead.
What's the new one?
If I knew, it wouldn't be the new one.
Okay. Well, we just had to ask.
I'm a 41-year-old man. If I know about it, it's already not the new one.
Well, I have friends with kids. I'll find out where we should launch our new show.
Absolutely.
And that's how we'll catch the kids.
I have friends with... I don't have any friends.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to work on that, buddy. One of the remits of this show is to set you up.
Would any of our listeners like to be my friend?
I guess some of them would.
I think I've spent the last decade basically laying out why you wouldn't, to the point you have to put comments on exit surveys?
No, it was just a comment on an episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
About...
They may have exited later and not specified why, but good. This specifically wasn't that.
Gary, it's Clauncher.
Clauncher.
We're back in Generation 6. The random number generator is a real big fan of Gen 6.
And it's going to be real tricky when we start rerolling and getting the same ones, but that's okay.
Yeah. And I am going to, I am the one who runs the random number generator. I am just going to have it set to remove ones we've done.
We can have a meeting about that off mic.
Oh, we're having the meeting right now. It's called the episode.
Well, we could have it off mic as well. We could have the fake meeting now where we agree with you and then the real meeting later where we change it.
You're so fucking obsessed with Michael. Gary, this is the water gun Pokemon Clauncher.
Yeah, based on a pistol shrimp, I believe.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. I was going to say this is a blue lobster. This is a very boring design.
But him being a water gun Pokemon makes me think pistol shrimp.
Yeah, that does make sense. Honestly, like his disdainful eyes.
Yeah, he's got a real... he looks like Niles. Niles Pokemon.
That's a very complicated thing you just said, Gary.
I think it's weird that it took them 6 generations to make a Pokemon Niles. That's a pistol shrimp, when that's one of the animals that is most already like a Pokemon in our world.
Yeah, and the most that the internet likes because of that oatmeal person.
Yeah. God, that oatmeal person. I don't like that guy, and I don't think I have a good reason to. I just find him pretty annoying.
It's pretty annoying. We have, that's Exploding Kittens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that card game. It's a bad card game.
It looks annoying. Like, everything about it just looks annoying.
It's kind of operates in, like, a Flux space.
Yeah.
Remember when you played Flux?
Yeah.
And you had Flux, the one friend who... It's too random. There's no strategy to it.
It's too random. In terms of games for Gen Pop,
mm-hmm.
I think it's fine. Like, that randomness is good to people who are Gen Poppin'.
What about chess?
That's not good for Gen Pop.
Why not?
That's the key, that's the King's game.
Oh. I thought that was
that's
boxing.
Not for commoners. What's boxing?
I thought boxing was the King's game.
No. That's the Sweet Science.
Is golf not the King's game?
Golf is the Scottish Lament.
Can we make golf chess?
That sounds like a game jam.
It does. No, Gary, you're right. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I made a game jam game. Fuck. Yeah,
it's a common pitfall. It happens a lot.
So you think that... So when you think of Niles, because I think of Frasier, I guess Niles is snobbier.
Yeah.
But he loves Daphne.
He does love Daphne. Snobbier. And this guy's little antenna kind of reminds me of Niles' quaff.
Oh, that's a good point. And I guess to some extent, Niles' attraction to Daphne, at least initially, before they form like a deep emotional bond, is sort of the he's exoticizing her salt of the earth qualities, right?
Yes. It's kind of gross.
It's a little fetishistic.
Yeah. Do you think that one of the major ways the ancient Greeks fucked up is by not having plays about every fucked up sexual attraction? Like, we have Oedipal, you know? And there's one for fathers. I can't remember what that one's called.
Electra.
But I feel like there should be a complex that the Greeks gave us for every kind of attraction.
Also, in those circumstances, they, you know, they aren't really that horny for the parent. It's just...
No, they
it's
get touching. Tricked.
Yeah.
It's a goblin game. You know, it's a leprechaun got them to incest.
Worse, a god.
Yeah. Goblin. Goblin evolves into goblin.
So you think there should be a Niles complex?
Yeah, like a Niles complex. I think we could use Niles complex because what is Frasier if not our modern mythology?
Yeah, it also does sound like the subtitle of a anime I'd never watch.
It does.
Yeah. Like Full Metal Alchemist Niles complex.
It 100% does. Rose in Titanic, initially a Niles complex.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Also, no, a little bit of a crash complex because they do fuck in a car.
Yeah. I'm no longer mad at the Greeks.
And then the car does technically crash.
Yes, that is true.
In some ways, as catastrophically as a car has ever crashed.
And they learn a little bit about racial justice and it wins awards.
Different crash.
For some reason.
We've brought together both crashes.
It's true. We got a water type.
Yeah. I've never thought about it. That car has the car in Titanic crashed harder than and more famously than any car since James Dean.
It's a big crash.
It's really big.
I wonder if if that car still exists, if we could take some kind of like homemade submersible down there, like, and see if we can see it.
I can't think of a single reason that could go wrong.
Yeah, Gary, it seems like a good idea.
Niles-ness aside, this seems like a low percentage horny Pokemon.
I would think so. It has no clear place for genitals. This is one I would give 1%. I think this just has the minimum that you get for being a monster.
Yeah, it's not very sexualized. No.
No.
All right. So this is part of this show as I check this.
Yep. Let's check out the reveal.
Give me a guess.
Oh, 100?
Five.
Oh, thank God.
I am going to click this one. I know I said wasn't going to click it. I do want to.
I also got to know. This is not something I would ordinarily do. But what are even the mechanics of it?
Okay, so we've got two that are just clonchers with titties.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One with sunglasses, but the one I really, really like. Did you pull it up?
I pulled it up. The one with sunglasses looks like a postcard.
It does. The best one, though, is the one that's just Clauncher, still with the Niles eyes, just wrapped around and going to town on a dick.
Yep, a free floating dick. And he's definitely going to town with his teeth.
Yeah.
It looks like he's chewing on that thing until it squirts. There's also censored bars in random places, but it doesn't cover up the dick at all.
Yeah, no, the censor bar positioning does not make a lot of sense in this particular
picture. That's a great image. The one on the left is really romantic almost, with the two clonchers going to town on the panda.
I don't want to look at that one. Panchamp is too child-coded for me.
That is pretty gross. And the one on the right is very confusing.
Gary, this is not just a podcast where we look at Pokemon porn. It was just a thought. What moves does he learn?
Let me look. Well, let's learn about him first.
Sure.
They get into moves. They knock down flying prey by firing compressed water from their massive claws like shooting a pistol. Fuck, it's still horny.
Yeah. No, but that's good. Through controlled explosions of internal gas. No, come on.
No, damn it. I'm trying not to get horny. Moves. We got the crab hammer. Always like the crab hammer.
Yeah, it's a fun. It's just a fun phrase.
And then muddy water, which is always good. If you can hurt your enemy while taking away their accuracy, you can really lock them down. And that's the worst thing in the world when it happens to you. Like, it shouldn't be part of the game.
Muddy water never had like a lot of big hits, like almost every rock song of the 1950s works off of their riffs at least once.
Not everyone has been hit by this move, but everyone who's been hit by this move started a band.
Do you like the Velvet Underground?
Yeah.
What's a good Velvet Underground song?
Oh, boy.
That's heroin. Never been featured in a Wes Anderson movie.
Heroin. I'm Waiting for the Man. Boy, Venus and Furs.
I've been out walking.
That's a Nico song. And that song, know, that's a great song, too.
They're associated.
They're friends. They're friends. Or enemies. I can never tell without it.
Oh my God. But eventually to lovers, right? That's the trope we're hoping for.
I was hoping for the TV show Friends to evolve into lovers.
Gary, don't fucking spoil the next pivot.
Okay. Fuck. What's my favorite TV trope?
Yeah. Or just trope in general. It doesn't have to be a television trope.
Maybe Xanatos Gambit.
Ooh, because of your deep love of gargoyles?
And my deep love of Gambit and always wanting a crossover between those two things.
Oh my God. They would be. Yeah, I watch that.
Is Hydro Pump the horniest sounding move?
There's a lot of moves.
Dragon Pulse. Liquidation.
In this set, I think probably Hydro Pump is the horniest sounding. Dragon Pulse is a good second. Man, this guy gets some dragon type moves.
Yeah, that's awesome when he can just kind of dip.
Yeah, because he's water. He's just water type.
He gets mostly the pulse moves. He gets Dark Pulse as well. You know, making him good, like in, at least in Generation 9, making him seem viable to me.
Yeah.
And we don't want to get into the evolution yet because we have to roll that up naturally, but his evolution looks badass and even less masturbatable.
Yeah. His evolution just gives him a gun made of his own hand, like a much bigger gun made of his own hand.
In that evolution. Like, I guess if you, a vagina having person might be able to have sex with that. Thing.
Gary, this is not a show about having sex with Pokemon. We haven't even talked about eating them.
Oh,
obviously.
Shit.
Obviously, this is a lobster, essentially.
Yeah. It would probably be good to eat.
This is, of the ones we've talked about so far, by far the most delicious.
I'm thinking back.
Do you want to eat some zebra?
Yeah. I've never done it.
We could... Hold on.
Yeah, zebra meat.
Zebra
Rule 34
meat.
Zebra meat.
Exotic meat market.
Okay, zebra meat.
Followed by, in the r/South Africa, is zebra meat really the best game meat in terms of taste?
It's only $100 for a single pound of it.
But, Gary, but I've never even had Wagyu.
I know. Then we gotta get the Wagyu of zebras.
Choose a subcategory. Many things that look good, and then at the bottom, testicles.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I want to eat a zebra, but I don't want to eat its testicles. I'm not driven by testicles. I understand they're fine to eat, but it weirds me out. I can't.
Zebra heart dash one heart.
Yeah. That is how many they get.
Zebra burger costs $20 more a pound, so I guess they're really doing some selection there.
Well, the 1 pound of it is stew meat.
So ground meat, though, is also a pound.
Okay.
Or also $100 per pound.
Okay. But burger is different. That's interesting. What can people do if they like this pivot, the show?
Yeah. I mean, if you send us $100, I guess we have to buy a pound of zebra ground meat. You can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. In Patreon, you can also leave a comment on the episode. I do check those. Sometimes I even use the Duckfeed account to hit like on them.
Mm-hmm. I would have been to talk to you about that, but we'll talk off mic.
Okay. Seriously?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Because I did feel weird about it.
No. You can like things. Don't undo our likes.
Well, I hadn't thought of that, and now I have.
Well, now that would make me mad, and we would have to talk about it.
Nutria meat? Really? I can get Nutria meat?
That's interesting. You can get that in Portland. Nutria rats are down by the park. You can also leave us a rating or review. It's very important when a show is just starting out to do so.
When it's just being birthed from its egg, yeah.
Yep. We've done the baby evolution. Until next time, no Gastly.
No Gastly.
Welcome to Everything to Gengar, one of the only Pokemon podcasts that I know that talks about every Pokemon in a random order. My name is Gary Butterfield. We're appealing to kids. And with me, as always, is William Hughes, whomst I consider to be my charbroiled brother.
You just want to say charming friend?
Charbroiled brother.
Am I charming?
Yeah.
In the right company, in the right setup?
Yeah. Like, if you're the right people to bounce off of and stuff, and you're not in, like, I'm out in the world and I have to shut down mood, you're quite charming.
Yeah, at Friendsgiving, you did have to repeatedly explain to people how we talk.
Yeah, because we were Guppian. I knew Guppian was going to happen. We're just playing.
Yeah,
but now, at the next Friendsgiving, we can be Gengaring.
Yeah.
And people are like, look at those two good friends that respect each other in a manner
of speaking. People are loving this show. I've noticed.
The response has been really good so far for the first three episodes.
Really incredibly strong.
Yeah. We got a lot of feedback. Still no reviews, which I understand because, you know, everyone is just, you're prioritizing, you all have your own lives. But we do need some of those reviews, but really appreciate all the kind words on the first three episodes of The Pivot.
Gary, the random generator really served us up a really good start to the end of the first week.
Yeah, like a season
finale. A really good start to the end of the first week. Fucking hell, that's not language.
Yeah, that's close.
It's close.
We're talking about one of the OGs. Very valuable. The Charizard.
Yeah. I mean, if he foils you, sure.
Absolutely, if he foils you. If you have one of these in your attic, go buy a house.
Quick, before it burns it down.
Yeah, that is true. Go buy a house you can move into. This Pokemon is the first one we've talked about that is predominantly male. This is 87.5% are male.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Only 12.5% of Charizards are female. Interesting.
Yeah.
Real sausage factory there.
This is a fire flying type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fucking Charizard. He's a fucking starter Pokemon.
He's a dragon. He's very famous.
He's a Gen 1 starter Pokemon. He's a fucking dragon.
And he's the most popular of the Gen 1 starters.
Yeah, he doesn't have the weird holes, you know?
Yeah, I resisted him because I'm a Bulbasaur man through and through.
Yeah.
Because I think he's very cute, and that's largely from seeing the cartoon and seeing how he talked.
Yeah, but Charizard doesn't have any, like, tryptophobia triggers or anything.
No. No, he starts an animal and stays an animal. He doesn't get ports. Like, Pokemon are always growing, like, scuzzy ports.
One second while I look at Venusaur. I don't like looking at Venusaur. I don't like that Rafflesia on its back.
I just disagree. Love a Venusaur.
This is not the Venusaur episode. This is fucking Charizard. No. This is a big dragon, and he does fire powers.
He is largely just... His whole thing is he hits real fucking hard, and that's it.
He's got a haughty demeanor.
He looks like it. Which character from Frasier would you say that he looks like?
I mean, he looks like Frasier, man.
Yeah. With the chin up like that and the tail on fire, that's very Frasier.
That's so Frasier. He respects himself. If I was... Yeah. God, if this was any major 90s NBC sitcom character, though... I know it's a little bit of gender play, but there's a certain Elaine going on here.
A little bit.
A little Elaine Bennis happening.
Yeah. Hot.
Who?
I know.
Real quick, rank the four Seinfelds.
In terms of hotness or regularness?
Just liking.
George.
Elaine. Number one with a bullet?
Yep. George number one, easy. In a walk.
George Costanza, one of the top five sitcom characters ever created.
Yeah. Perfect. Love George Costanza. My second one is Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Third one is probably Jerry, which I think he's the weakest actor of the crew. But there are a bunch of situations which I do think are funny that he gets in. I think he holds it together. And then probably Kramer in the dead last. I like Kramer. If you watch a lot of that show, eventually it just becomes obvious that Kramer's just like, hey, I figured out a way to, you know, launder coupons into this. Like, it's too wacky for me.
I think if we're having some, like, really serious talk about Kramer, he's a little wacky.
He's a little wacky. This is only on Seinfeld. His work at the Laugh Factory I'm pretty into, but, like...
I know, man.
On Seinfeld, not as into it.
You say that weirdly every week. It's becoming a mild problem in the reviews.
I'm trying to make it a thing.
Yeah.
The, Yeah. That's what is your ranking?
That's the obvious ranking. I might put Kramer in front of Jerry, but if Newman was in the mix, where do you come down?
Ooh, that's interesting. I like Newman. Newman would be in the middle. I think Newman's still after under Elaine.
He'd like that, wouldn't he?
He would really like that. Who wouldn't? Where do you put Mickey in there?
Mickey's so, like, he's in, like, because, like, you can talk about Newman because Newman's in most seasons of the show, right?
That was Mickey the joke. Comes I was just goes. Trying to choose a character. Who's not very,
I know. The Maestro.
The Maestro. Yeah. What do you think of the dentist?
Everybody loves the dentist. He went on to cook the meth.
He did go on to cook the meth. He loved to make anti-Semitic jokes despite only being Jewish for a little bit.
These are things that happen in the television show Seinfeld. A good TV show with some problematic decisions.
Yes. Well, great TV show.
First sitcom,
I really loved.
Good encompasses great.
Yeah. If we don't count The Simpsons, I think it is the first great sitcom.
If we're counting The Simpsons, there's like hundreds of those, man. We'll be here for a while.
We will be. I still remember the 300th episode with Tony Hawk. Now, that felt like a big deal, and it was when I was a child.
That's cool, man.
It was cool.
How many episodes of The Simpsons are there? You want to take a guess?
1,000?
800.
800. Close. I know that we're not just saying how horny these things are.
Sure, but that is one of the factors in the show.
If you scroll down to the Pokemon Glide or Charizard Glide, he is wearing a little gimp harness.
Well, this I gotta see.
Yeah, it's an image. It's right under his like biology block.
Okay.
When you close up on it, it might be a backpack or a jetpack, but from a distance, it definitely looks like he's a gimp.
I got one where he's working in a little cafe. I like
I
that.
I have that. Does the gimp one not come up for you?
I'm looking. Oh yeah, no, I see it. Yeah, no, he's wearing a jetpack, dude. Don't be weird.
You don't think it looks like a gimp outfit?
It looks like a harness for Now it's weird that you put a jetpack on a flying Pokemon.
It's super weird, and it's also weird that a jetpack wouldn't just be like a backpack. This goes down into his crotch in like tail zone.
Yeah, to hold him in place, dude. That's how you put a harness on something.
You could put it, but we have harnesses. They're called backpacks, and we use them with our arms.
That's not he has arms. But look at that big, thick, beautiful belly. It wouldn't, you need to put some support down there, or else his little arms are just going to tear it straight the fuck off.
I don't think so. I think this was done because it's hot.
Charizard couldn't learn the move fly.
Yeah, sad.
So they had to give him a jetpack.
Yeah. Kind of weird there are jetpacks and we don't use them in those games.
All right. So again, we do have to ask, what percentage of people do you think have masturbated to Charizard?
And I'm going to say a lot. This
Charizard's
is one of the first Pokemon.
Pretty animally.
He's very animally, but he's one of the first Pokemon. People have had a lot of time to nut.
Yeah.
And people are probably like mixing up value. Like they're thinking about how expensive the card is.
Man, you know, some every people time are I load back up Rule 34, it's a different set of pictures on the main page. People are really uploading to this thing fast.
It is the most busy site on the website. It's the one we have to pivot to, actually. It's not TikTok.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 10%.
Okay. Would you like to guess what the number is?
5,000.
Gary, you really just underestimate the human capacity for everything. 13,307 pornographic images of Charizard on the website rule34.xxx.
I just need to take my first impulse and cosplay. Double it. That's a little bit surprising. I need to just take my impulse and double it, and I'll be closer. My problem is I think the best of people.
And I'm not going to look at these. We looked at Clauncher because there were only five. I can't look at 13,000 pictures.
Yeah, the logistics of Clauncher were interesting. This I can guess, you know.
Yeah, what do you think it looks like?
People lying on top of Charizard and him growing a vagina or him mounting people and growing a penis.
You think he's doing it to people, not to other Pokemons?
Oh, I guess it'd probably be, well, I guarantee there's some with Misty.
Oh.
Like, guarantee it.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Misty would be incredible on Rule 34.
What do you think about, no, Gary, she's a child.
Nurse Joy.
Nurse Joy is perfectly acceptable to look at pornography of, I guess. I don't actually know how. They're like a weird hive mind, though, so you get into weird consent questions there. That's like all the sex stuff in Pluribus.
Yeah, your body count goes up by infinite.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
What feeling? I'm trying to pivot away from horny, but when you look at Charizard Gigantamax, what do you feel?
Okay, let me pull it up. Well, he does have a lot of kind of action pointing to his crotch.
He's got a design on his tummy.
It's low on his tummy. It really does look like it's a bullseye.
It's a really big tummy, too.
Yeah. It is kind of a you go in here kind of symbol.
Oh. Like sounding?
Like sounding or like being vored.
What's that?
That's when a gigantic person or creature eats you sexually and you end up in its belly room.
You fucking asshole. It's also if you get shrunk down and eaten by a regular sized person.
See, that doesn't make me a fucking asshole. I said one of the things. I just didn't say all of them. We need to work on your deployment of that because you were really fucking hot on the trigger with fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And this is not that kind of show.
It's not?
No, we've been over this.
You said we're starting over. You didn't say I had to be better. I could be worse.
No, we talked about what starting over entailed for a while. It's not my fault you didn't listen.
Was I saying the words?
You were making acknowledging noises.
That really runs on automatic at this point, dude. I don't have
that's sad.
That's actually I don't have a lot of control over the uh-huhs and the yas.
Yeah.
Those are just what I know I have to do to make the bad things stop happening.
Well, better luck next time. I hope you improve.
By the bad
if people like the show,
talking.
What should they do?
I don't know. Yes, I do. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv to contribute money to the whole network. I did tell Kay that we were doing the pivot just so she wasn't surprised. By mm-hmm. random, a new show popping up on the thing. Due diligence there.
In a general sense, I would like Kay just to leave this feed alone.
It's really not her business. Except in the sense that it's exactly her business.
No, I'll take this half of the business.
Okay.
This one's mine. You can also leave us a rating review. That's very important when podcasts start out. Excuse me. Everyone has been very kind. First three episodes. But we need your reviews.
The actual response, like a couple people were mad that the pivot, we did a joke episode about the pivot being Cutthroat Kitchen.
And
this
I'll
is
take
always,
on that.
This has always been the plan for the pivot from day one, from the first time we ever talked about doing the pivot. It was like Pokemon, obviously. It makes the most sense.
And we wanted to turn over a new leaf green in terms of being less impish.
Stop
but we had to
it!
Get that last little bit.
Stop it! Stop doing the leaf green joke.
Never.
Sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's great.
You got through it so many times, and I let it go, and I'm so fucking mad. We've been doing this
Why
for an hour,
suck?
And you've made the joke like
That's a
seven
good joke.
Times.
Why does it suck?
Because you keep saying
say
it. It's not even a joke. It's just a repeated. It's just a verbal tick. Fucking.
It's not even a verbal tick.
It is.
I think you're just mad because you didn't say it.
I wouldn't have said it, because it's not funny.
You didn't. No, you say a lot of things that aren't funny.
Like so what? Name one.
This.
What? This?
This entire fucking podcast. Pivot over.
Pivot no over. Thing. Fucking. No gas.
Fucking asshole.
What?
That's right.
That really hurts.
See? See?
Oh my god. I am a fucking asshole.
Feels bad.
Near, far, wherever you are, they Thanks for listening to Everything to Gengar.